track three, and we come to our headline stories. And from the mid-Devon, we're on the road to nowhere. And that's the feeling of drivers attempting to navigate gridlocked Newton Abbot amid a sea of roadworks. A public meeting will take place in Newton Abbot next week to discuss the roadworks amid ongoing frustration among residents and the intervention of one of the town's county councillors. Having received hundreds of messages and emails from residents describing how severely their lives are being affected, Councillor Jacqueline Fry threw her full weight behind calls for a public meeting of businesses with representatives from Devon County Council, namely their cabinet member for highways, Councillor Dan Thomas, as well as other officers. The call came after the A383 went under traffic lights last week for a couple of days while South West Water tended to a manhole cover. And although the disruption, which was compounded by emergency repair work on Newton Road, unfavourable conditions, namely flooding, and of course the ongoing closure of the A382, was relatively short-lived, it served as a taster for things to come. Utility work to the A383, which is expected to take 30 weeks to complete, is due to get underway this month. The ongoing disruption has solicited strong feeling among residents, with many having contacted the Mid-Devon Advertiser as well as Councillor Fry to air their frustrations, not to mention the numerous posts to social media. "I feel extremely passionate about the situation unfolding," she said. "Over recent weeks, I have received hundreds of messages and emails from residents describing how severely their lives are being affected, from struggling to reach hospital and doctor's appointments to delays getting to work, school and essential services. Local businesses are suffering too. We urgently require clear explanations and action from Devon County Council Highways. My priority is and always will be the people of Newton Abbot." As such, Councillor Fry supported the call for a public meeting in the town to discuss the issue. "This is our chance to get clarity, accountability and action," she said. The meeting takes place at 6 p.m. on Thursday, February the 12th at the Newton Abbot Rugby Club. "This is an open meeting for anyone affected by the current roadworks, whether you're a business owner, a resident, commuter, passing through, or anywhere in between. If the roadworks are impacting your livelihood, daily life, travel, or access, please come along to share your concerns, listen to others, and help us come together peacefully to discuss a way forward."
Woof justice as dogs face ban from cafe. Angry dog owners say they plan to boycott a Teignbridge garden centre after a ban was imposed on bringing dogs into its cafe. Jack's Patch Otter Garden Centre in Bishop Stainton says the decision has come following an increase in hygiene-related incidents involving dogs, and the ban comes into force on March the 1st. But there has been a huge backlash from customers, many of them older and retired, furious at the new rule, with almost 200 dog owners saying that they will now boycott the centre. Dogs are also banned from the large outside seating area, which has always been popular with the dog owners. A customer said, "The amount of people upset over this is quite surprising. We have proposed that they could use another door in the garden for dogs to come in, but this has been turned down. We've never seen anything other than well-behaved dogs." Like-minded dog owners say they are all prepared to boycott the garden centre over the no-dogs policy. The feeling is their attitude towards elderly dog owners is terrible. There are now more than 180 dog owners who are going to boycott Otters over their no-dogs policy, and most will be using Firmoy's garden centre in Ipplepen, who we contacted and were assured that they have no problem with dogs in their dog-friendly section. We've also contacted Austin's department store in Newton Abbot, which has a dog-friendly cafe, and their response was the same. Devon is a dog-friendly area, so it makes sense to accommodate the shoppers who have dogs. A spokesman for Otter Jack's Patch said, Following a rise in dog-related hygiene incidents, we took the decision to no longer allow dogs in the coffee shop so we can consistently maintain the high standards of cleanliness and food hygiene our customers and staff expect. It was not a decision taken lightly, but food safety has to come first. Guide dogs and registered assistant dogs are, of course, always welcome in the coffee shop, and dogs remain very welcome throughout the rest of the garden centre. Another angry customer said, "Sad to see that Jack's Patch are shortly stopping dog owners from taking the dogs into the small area presently set aside as dog-friendly tables. I've written to the manager of Otter Garden Centre to voice my concerns." Another said, "We're the same, a walk, then lunch in the cafe, plus a few purchases on the way out. If we can't already use the small dog-friendly area to take a break and have a brew while spending money there, then there's no point in going. We even go in there on the way back from outings, just because they do allow dogs in the cafe."
Road closure plans set to disrupt buses. Bus passengers and drivers are facing more upheaval as South West Water is to close the main Dawlish Town Centre road. Pierpont Place had been due to shut on Monday until the end of March as part of the scheme to improve water quality in the town. But the closure, which affects the one-way system through the town, which involves traffic controlled by four-way lights, has been put back a week. However, it is understood if the four-way traffic lights were installed, lorries would not have sufficient room to access the lawn. As well as affecting traffic flow, the town's two main bus stops at Brooksdale Terrace and Station Road were to be suspended. This meant passengers on routes 211 and 186 would have to walk 160 metres up Tynmouth Road to the Westcliff Road stops, and passengers for the service 187 would have to walk 300 metres to the Lahan stop on Exeter Road. The changes have caused concern for many, as they involved long, uphill walks to reach the alternative stops. Dawlish Community Transport says it was not made aware of the changes until Friday. A spokesman said, "Those of us at Dawlish Community Transport only got hold of this poster on Friday, so we're as surprised as everyone else at the extent of this, but we will do our best to work around it. We operate the 187 route on Tuesdays and Thursdays, which will be impacted but will continue to run through to the Warren, Cockwood and Sainsbury's." The changes have angered bus users. One pointed out, "Whichever bus stop you use requires a walk up a hill. How are the elderly going to do that?" Another said, "They are expecting all age groups to walk up to the bus stop between Plantation and Westcliff. The pavement isn't even 2 feet wide, and a bus will be parked here for minutes at a time, creating more traffic issues." One resident added, "I'm not sure I'd want to stand waiting for a bus on Tynmouth Hill going towards Tynmouth. It's very narrow, and you have to cross the road to get to it, as there's no pavement or even a shelter." South West Water says the bus stops have all been moved back to their normal locations until the works start. A spokesman added, "We are in contact with the council to see if there is a more suitable location."